Melody.
Well, hello, Doctor. Very nice to talk to you today, Dr. Wright. Just found your program. I know there's other people waiting, so let me try to get through it very quickly.
Thank you.
My daughter is 34 years old. She was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis at 8 years old. She is, at that time, we took her to the Children's Hospital in Columbus, and at that time they wanted to put her on methotrexate. We both decided that, I know. And then they wanted to put her in a study program where it would be absolutely free for us to go back and forth to Cincinnati, Ohio, and they would try different drugs on her. And my daughter and I had our conversation together, and we decided we were not going to do that and that we were going to find a naturopathic way. And that's what we did. And she was on a product called Arthrocaps, and it was basically just giving her an anti-inflammatory. And it very much helped her inflammation, and she was on it for years, and she was able to rollerblade, swim.
Okay.
And even though she was in pain every day, she still was able to achieve in school, and she still, you know, we still got her through it. But now at age 34, she is an RN, nurse specialist, neonatal nursing care in the NICU with all the beautiful little babies she's helping save. And she's the most wonderful person you'll ever want to meet, but she's in pain every single day. But so I guess what I'm asking is, because she's very knowledgeable on drugs, I'm asking for your help, because it's hurting her mother so much to see her in pain. And and she's the most giving, loving person ever. And I just want to know if you can help me in any way to help her.
Yes, ma'am. If you'll hold on to the line, it'll seem like I'm not there, but I'm running over to a shelf to get a book so I can remember to read you who the author is. I know what the title is, but hang in there, ma'am. I'll be right back.
Okay,
I think somebody borrowed it, but I can't remember the title. And if you put in these two things into your search engine, the book title is The Road Back.
Okay.
And then put in arthritis.
Okay.
The Road Back book, arthritis, I suspect. Now, this book was written, my goodness, 30 or 40 years ago by a doc who was a very prominent doc back east, the head of a hospital, all that kind of stuff. And what he found, ma'am, is that every single time he prescribed an antibiotic called tetracycline, the rheumatoid arthritis came under complete control. Now, another doc by the name of Gus Prosh in Alabama was curing rheumatoid arthritis with a, fortunately, rather relatively harmless patent medication that at the time you had to source from Canada, and it also killed germs. Although this time it killed a sort of a parasite type of germ. So it appears that rheumatoid arthritis is an infection, and conventional medicine hasn't yet gotten that through to them, because all this information came out in books. There wasn't much of it in research papers, and my goodness, one thing we're not going to do is read a book. Anyway, what you need to do is get a copy of that book, The Road Back, and take it into a naturopathic physician. And say, well, you know, if I have to, I'll take tetracycline, because I have to. And the reason I'm saying if I have to is because you got to take probiotics all the time if you do that to keep the intestinal tract healthy. But, hey, naturopathic doctor, can't you come up with something that'll do the same job at killing germs? And, you know, a lot of times they can. For example, there's something out there called chlorine dioxide. You can get kits online to mix it up and take it yourself. And chlorine dioxide kills nearly any germ it contacts. And it's quite safe. It just dissipates in the body thereafter. So you won't find any...
Is that a prescription, doctor? Drug?
No.
Prescription?
No.
Chlorine dioxide.
Chlorine dioxide, ma'am, is used for, of all things, killing germs in water. You can get chlorine dioxide pills online. No kidding.
Oh, it sounds like, yeah, I have a pool. I was talking about chlorine. Okay, all right.
Yes, but chlorine dioxide, again, if you read up on the chemistry of the stuff, once it's done killing whatever it's going to kill, it just dissipates. It's gone. Chlorine dioxide. It's not chlorine oxide. It's chlorine dioxide. And somebody told me they bought some on Amazon, if you are interested in that company.
So, okay. So just...
But I would be guided by my nature. I'd be guided by the naturopathic physician on that one, ma'am. So I'll shut up now.
Oh, no. But, okay. But so I long thought that it was an infection of some sort or something, because she actually was stricken after she had an intestinal virus. And
well, you're right, ma'am. You're right.